Welcome back to another episode of The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Today we talk about Sean Great, who is an American serial killer, and he is now on death row. He was born August 8, 1976 in Marion, Ohio. He was married till 2012 to Amber Nicole Bowman. He has three children. And he was convicted of aggravated murder, three counts, murder kidnapping, three counts, rape, four counts, abuse of a corpse, four counts, aggravated robbery, two counts, burglary, four counts, breaking and entering, tampering with evidence, unauthorized use of a vehicle. He was sentenced to death on, supposed to happen March 19th, 2025. Victims were five plus people from 2006 to September 13th, 2016. In the state of Ohio. Sean Michael Great was born in Marion, Ohio, August 8, 1976, to Terry Great and Teresa McFarland. He was said to have lived a normal early life, playing softball and football in his backyard and socializing with neighborhood children. Terry and Teresa married in 1974. That marriage produced two children, one in 74 and Sean in 76. In school, Great was said to have had many problems and was held back for kindergarten and first grade of his education. Despite these problems, he was said to be very charming and amissible, with former female friend stating, "All the girls like Sean." 2 days before Sean's sixth birthday, his parents divorced on August 6, 1982. When Great was 11, his mother abandoned the family in Ohio to live with a man in Kentucky. Great was upset with this affair and did not like Teresa's boyfriends, continuing to live with his father for the next 4 years. Living with his father, he attended River Valley High School, where he excelled as a baseball player, but never played again after breaking his arm, which required surgery following the discovery of a tumor. Harboring murderous fantasies towards his mother from a young age, his half-sister would state that it was a battle in the household and that it was apparent at a young age between the two of them. According to a high school girlfriend, Great would lie on the couch for days at a time before returning to normal. A court psychiatrist described Great as kind of a depressed kid despite his reputation as a happy youth, stating that his condition hailed from neglect and emotional detachment. The custody of Sean and his brother was transferred to their father, Terry, on June 28, 1994. He was arrested for grabbing his girlfriend's throat on November 24, 1994. After graduating from River Valley High School in 1995, he broke into a house in Marion County with a juvenile accomplice on October 23, 1996 to steal jewelry and money. Great was given a felony burglary charge in 1997. And sentenced to 4 years in prison before being released early October 97. Trials. A grand jury indicted Great on two counts of aggravated murder and the deaths of two women, Stacy Stanley and Elizabeth Griffith, and the kidnapping of multiple sexual assaults. Of an unidentified woman whose 911 call to Ashland police led to Great's arrest on September 13, 2016. In court documents, her name has been redacted. She is being referred to as Jane Doe. Great was indicted on 23 counts, all first, second, or third degree felonies. Lesser charges include breaking and entry, burglary, and tampering with evidence. Great was represented in court by court-appointed attorney Rolf Whitney, who entered a plea of not guilty on all charges on his behalf. In a press interview, Great confessed to five murders. Great's attorney later filed a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. His trial date was set for November 6, 2017, and was later delayed to April 9, 2018. Ashland County Prosecutor Christopher R. Tunnel said that given the depraved actions and gruesome evidence, he would seek the death penalty. Sean Great has also been charged in the deaths of his former girlfriends Candace Cunningham and Rebecca Lisi. in neighboring Richland County and has also been charged in the death of Dana Nicole Lowry, 23, who died in 2006 and was found in 2007 in Marion County. In the second of two letters he sent to Cleveland news station WEWS News 5 Cleveland, reporter Megan Hickey attributed his motives to government assistance, writing that it took his victims' minds. They were already dead, just their bodies were flopping wherever it can flop, but their minds were already dead. The state took their minds once they started receiving their monthly checks. Great claimed he once received a $197 food card and that he was never able to receive any encouragement, though many bodies received $700. Okay. After Great gave details of murders to two news organizations while in custody, attorneys for the defense and prosecution jointly requested and obtained a gag order preventing Great from communicating any farther with the media. On January 6, 2017, a competency hearing determined Great fit to stand trial. An evaluation released March 6 based on January 17th assessment to evaluate Great's claim of insanity declared that he was not insane at the time the crimes were committed. Great's counsel then withdrew the plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. In a settlement with the owner, the city of Ashland obtained ownership of the house where Great was apprehended. Two bodies were discovered and police rescued a kidnapped woman. The city pursued a federal grant intending to demolish the house. According to Andrew Bush, assistant law director for the city of Ashland, there is a settlement agreement among the parties that essentially obligates the pump house to transfer all property that is the subject of this action to the city of Ashland and transfer their title thereto, provided that the city pays off the sums owed to the county for delinquent taxes and to the Muskingum Watershed District. Great's trial for the Ashland crimes began with 2 weeks of jury selection on April 9, 2018. The trial began with opening statements on April 23rd. On May 2nd, Great, who showed no remorse, pleaded guilty to 15 of the charges against him. On May 7th, Great was found guilty of murdering Stacy Stanley, Elizabeth Griffith. On June 1st, Great was sentenced to death. An initial execution date was set upon conviction for September 13, 2018, but the execution was stayed due to the pending appeal of the Ohio Supreme Court. The defense counsel in the trial was Robert Whitney and Rolf Whitney. The prosecution team was Ashland Prosecutor Chris Tunnell, Medina County Assistant Prosecutor Michael McNamara, and Special Prosecutor Mark Weaver. On March 1st, 2019, Great pleaded guilty to the murders of Rebecca Lacey, and Candace Cunningham and was sentenced to life in prison without parole for the murder of Lacey and 17 years to life for the other charges, with the sentences running consecutively. On September 11th, 2019, Great pleaded guilty to the murder of Dana Lowry and was sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 16 years. On December 10th, 2020, it was reported that Great lost his appeal against the death sentence with the Ohio Supreme Court, upholding the sentence by stating there is no mitigating or reversible error in Great's case on the grounds of dismissing the appeal. Great is scheduled to be executed on March 19th, 2025. That date is when he is to be transferred to Lucasville. The method of execution is to be determined. Ohio no longer uses lethal injection as of 2020, but state law does not currently permit any other method. Victims, kidnapping victims. While Great slept, the victim identified by the indictment only as Jane Doe called 911 from Ashland House, where Great had bound her to the bed and held her for 3 days, during which time he sexually assaulted her. She was safely rescued by Ashland police. Because she was the victim of sexual assault, police declined to reveal her identity. Great claims he did not plan to kill her and that they were going to get married. Okay. Having seen Sean as something of an older brother, the 38-year-old Doe had first met Great in the summer of 2016 at the Ashland Salvation Army, Ray and Joan Kroc Corps Community Center. Ray Kroc, of course, was one of the people responsible for making McDonald's what it is today. They were there. They would share lunch and go on long walks, frequently discussing the Bible and occasionally playing tennis at Brookside Park in Ashland. Despite Great's attempt to sexually engage her, her relationship with him was described as completely platonic, refusing to exchange phone numbers. Damn. On September 11, 2016, Great persuaded Doe to walk with him to the Ashland House on 363 Covert Court to receive some clothes he had in his possession. As Doe read the Bible in Great's room, his friendly demeanor changed as he returned from the house kitchen. Great pulled the Bible out of her hand, telling her that she was not going anywhere. Doe resisted Great, to which he beat and strangled her. Great then proceeded to bind her in various weird positions, including one that would allegedly strangle her to death as she attempted to break free. During the three-day assault, she had sustained head, bruise, and sexual orifice traumas, as well as vaginal bleeding from the ordeal, claiming she'd been sexually assaulted by Great's in every way imaginable. During the assault, Great was also noted to have shaved a heart shape into her pubic hair, which was removed following an examination by the sexual assault forensic examiner. Stacy Stanley, aka Stacy Hicks. Stanley's family had reported her missing the week before Great was arrested. Her body was found at the Ashland House where Great was arrested. She's also known as Stacy Hicks. An autopsy concluded she was strangled to death. Elizabeth Griffith had been missing for about a month before Great was arrested. Her body was found at the Yellow Ashland House where Great was arrested. An autopsy concluded she was strangled. Candace Cunningham. Great led police to what he claimed was Cunningham's body in neighboring Richland County on the day of his arrest. Police found the body behind a house that had previously burned down. The Richland County Sheriff's Office officially confirmed that the body was found was Cunningham's on November 1st, 2016. Rebecca Lisi, based on information supplied by Great, police have reopened the investigation into Lisi's death. Her body was found March 2015, and her death was originally ruled a drug overdose. Great says he strangled her after she stole $4 from him in his place of work. Dana Lowry. Great claims to have killed another woman who was found dead in Marion County, Ohio in 2006 and remained unidentified for 13 years. Great has stated he believed her name was Dana. In January 2018, isotope analysis indicated she was likely from the South. The victim was identified in June 2019 by DNA Doe Project as Dana Nicole Lowry, 23, of Minden, Louisiana. Lowry had two daughters aged 1 and 5 at the time of her death and was separated from her daughter's father. All right, everybody, that was Sean Great. Not a good last name. But thank you so much for listening, and sorry it's taken so long for me to get another episode out. I have been swamped with work and just busy. So, all right, until next time, which hopefully will be sooner than a month, I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody.